Fred Hammond dominating the polls here on Sounds of Praise. And I don't think that we've ever had the same artist have two songs come in back to back. Maybe if I get a chance, I didn't do some research on the previous countdown program that we've had. But there was Fred Hammond standing tall in position number 53, along with Brian Courtney Wilson, Eric Robeson, and Dave Hollister with My Heart Is Yours. And then again in 52, Fred with His Perfect Love. If you're wondering where all this great gospel music is coming from, you're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford Touch Freeform Radio, streaming live on the internet, WMFO.org, multicasting on iTunes.com radio and YouTube, and you can download the WMFO mobile app, 91.5 FM.org. I'm your host, evangelist, and pastor teacher Don Lee Vernon Brown on this Sunday, April the 8th, 2018 edition of the Sounds of Praise Ministry. Brought to you by the Christian Challenge Evangelistic Association of Medford, Massachusetts. And we're featuring part 8 of the countdown of the top 200 hits in the gospel field for the year 2017. As I said, peering into the future, if I can do that, I think we're going to have two more programs before we get to number 1. And so, therefore, you stay tuned. You pass on the information. And, oh, by the way, want to inform you again, if you're just tuning in, you can't get to me by telephone. Smoke signals, maybe. If you can do semaphore or whatever, beat the drums. But the phones aren't working. The phone is not working here in the studio, and so therefore I cannot receive any calls. But we are going to have our When You Praise segment of the ministry. We're praying for those who called. Even last Sunday, someone was trying to get through, and I guess the phone went down at that time. We did get a few phone calls, I believe, earlier in the program. But later on in the program, someone tried to get through, couldn't get through. And I just assumed that because, you know, there are a lot of other programs between here and in last Sunday that someone would have mentioned it. Or maybe they mentioned it and just couldn't fix it. I don't know. But anyway, I'm going to put it in the log before I sign off today. And hopefully it will be resolved by sometime this week. And so we have a lot of equipment resolving to do. Hopefully the equipment at my office will be in need of repair or whatever. It will be resolved tomorrow as well. So we're just trusting God. He has it all in control. We're not going to worry. As I said to someone a long time ago, every gray hair on my head is because of old age, not because I'm worrying. When I get something that would cause me to worry, I give it to Jesus. He can handle it. We have a song like that, don't we? I think so. But anyway, it's not in the countdown. But anyway, moving right along, 2 minutes past the hour, 7 a.m., we're going to go before the Lord in prayer. And even if you cannot get your prayer request or praise report into me on the phone, God knows who you are. God knows where you are. And most importantly, he has exactly what you need. He'll provide it exactly when you need it. All we're going to say is that we're trusting you, Lord, to work in the lives of those who could not get through by phone. That just gives God another opportunity to show his greatness. Amen. Amen and amen. Anthony Brown, not any blood relation that I know, but spiritual brother. He's in position number 51. Along his group that's called Therapy. Group Therapy is the name of his group. And this is What He's Done. I'm the One here on Sounds of Praise.
This song is for everybody out there who truly knows how good God has been to you. We're going to take it back one time right here. Come on. That's good.
Say, yeah, then it don't take all.
Anthony Brown and Group Therapy, what he's done. Yeah. You go back to try to recount all the things that God's done, you wouldn't have enough numbers. That's what John said, talking about the ministry of Jesus. He said, we could not put in books all the things that he did during his 3.5 years of ministry. He didn't say it exactly like that, but that's what the Bible says that the Apostle John said about the ministry of Jesus. The world could not contain all the books that could describe all the things that he accomplished during his 3.5 years of ministry. But they put in the book what God directed them to put in the book so that we might have a record of what God has done through his son, the Lord Jesus Christ, during his 3.5 year ministry here on the earth. 10 minutes past the hour of 7 a.m. And I was just saying a little while ago that I think that Fred Hammond is the top artist on the program. On the programs, I guess, since we've been doing the countdown this year of the 2017 hits. And that's probably correct. That's off the top of my head. I haven't done any factual figuring out yet, but I believe so. But a close second is probably Tasha Cobbs, and she's not coming up next. But we do have one song by her, I believe, we'll get on today, and if not next Sunday, Lord willing. But Tasha Cobbs has been probably the leading female artist, if not the leading artist, here on Sounds of Praise for the year 2017 with a number of songs that they have performed. And Tasha has performed with a lot of other artists as well, even though she was not the main attraction on some of the songs. So anyway, for whatever that's worth, 11 minutes past the hour, 7 a.m. I want to remind you again, we are getting ready to go before the Lord in prayer. And I apologize. Our phone is not working. I should pray for the phone, right? We're going to do that. We're going to pray for all those who tried to call in last Sunday as well as this Sunday. And even though we don't know specifically, I don't know specifically what you're praying about or what you're praising God about, but we're going to believe God because he knows. And so therefore, we're trusting him to accomplish things that we don't even know about. That's the God that we serve. But before we go to When You Pray and When You Praise, this is Pastor John P. Key from the album Level Next in position number 50. On the countdown, along with New Life. And this is Take Over here on Sounds of Praise.
As humble as I know how, I bow. Though I'm strong, I am kingdom certified. I've been washed in the blood, justified. And with that all
he's heard,
from 3 nails for me you bled. So I yield inside your I submit, oh God, today. For your ways are not our ways, and your thoughts are not our thoughts. Lord, take over.
Ooh, take over.
When I worship through my pain, my atmosphere began to change. You took over.
Take over.
Number 50 in the countdown, Pastor John P. Key, along with New Life and Take Over. 7:17 is the Sounds of Praise time, and we're going to go right into prayer, and I'm going to be a little devious here. I said on previous programs, sometimes the songs would cause me, to want to play them twice, but we have so much music to get on. That was earlier when we started beginning the countdown. And we're in part 8 now, so that was at probably beginning of part 1 or part 2. But anyway, even though these songs were earlier in the countdown, but I couldn't play them twice, but they were so nice, I'm going to use them as my intro into the When You Pray and When You Pray segment of the ministry. And they are both by Fred Hammond. Fred Hammond, along with Brian Courtney Wilson, Eric Robeson, and Dave Hollister with Come On, Let's Pray. And then we're going to bring Fred right back with Jay Moss and Israel Houghton and Call on Him. And this is the When You Pray and When You Pray segment of the Sounds of Praise ministry.
If I never go through, never have problems, but believe me, I do. There are some days I feel I'm out of my mind, but I won't let it get me. I won't let it get me.
'Cause I heard him say, come on to me, and I heard him say, this is where you should be. Always around my brothers and sisters, you can lean on him. sometimes we forget that he loves us truly, and in him there's rest. So if you let him, he can carry the load. He's right there beside you. I just want you to know.
And I heard him say, come on to me. And I heard him say, this is where you should be.
rainbows day and night never ceasing. But with courage we fight on. In the Lord we're standing strong, you say.
I've been told to give up cause it's over, but I stand to the end, I'm a soldier.
Yeah.
In the army of the king,
say it, say it.
I know he holds my destiny.
Can't let go.
Gracious Father, in the name of Jesus, we come this morning and we're thanking you because we can call on your name. We've had tests, we've had trials, we have situations that were greater than we could handle. But now we can call on your name and we can trust that you're going to work powerfully in our behalf because that is the God that we serve. We thank you, Lord, because we know there were those who were trying to reach us on the phone even last Sunday and couldn't get through. And so those also who called today and couldn't get through, we're bringing them before you. You know who they are. You know what their situations are. You know what their needs are. We pray, oh Lord, you would minister powerfully in each and every life, whether it's healing, whether it's deliverance, whether it's financial blessings, whatever it might be, Lord, we know that you know. And so therefore, you who created all things by the word of your voice, well, we're asking you to work, speak powerfully into their lives this day and provide exactly what is needed. We want to hear when the phones are fixed and working. We want to hear tremendous testimonies and praises unto you for what you've accomplished in the lives of all those individuals whom we don't know, but we're trying to get through. And we're trusting that you're going to work powerfully in their behalf this day, even and in the days which are ahead. So we thank you in advance for all you're going to accomplish. We praise you, Lord, for being in the position where you can use us for your honor, for your glory, and for your praise. And we pray, oh Lord, that we might be our sources of benefit and blessing in the lives of countless numbers of individuals. Not only are we praying for the equipment here in the studio, but we're praying for the equipment in my office, which has been on the fritz for quite a while. And we're praying, oh God, that during that time, nothing that I might have been able to do because of those who are trying to reach me goes unaccomplished because you are the provider. You are the healer. You are the deliverer. You make way straight when things are going crooked. So we're thanking you, Lord, in advance for all you've done and all you're going to do in the days which are ahead. And may we use this attack of the enemy as motivation so that we might be able to hear from you and go forward in faith, accomplishing the thing that you desire that we might accomplish. And so, Lord, we're thanking you, Lord, and praising you for this privilege to be able to serve you in spirit and in truth. And may great and mighty things be accomplished in your name and bring great and mighty blessings and glory into the lives of others who need you and those who are outside of your saving grace. We're praying for their salvation this day. May souls be saved, bodies be healed, needs be met. Your people grow stronger in you as they grow in grace and the knowledge of your truth. And we're praising you, O Lord, for all that's going to be accomplished in Jesus' matchless name. And for your praise and for your glory, and let the people of God out there say amen, amen, and amen.
Lift up hands and my heart, I will praise him. Enemy will not win, we will slay. We're standing on is that the battle is the love.
With his blood and his word working for us, we can dance, shout, and scream victorious as we praise his presence comes right on in. There's no doubt that we will win.
No matter what.
Sounds of Praise Community Bulletin Board. Minister Michael Dotton is offering a mentoring program designed to equip worship leaders and worship pastors for effective ministry that will impact future generations. He has over 35 years of experience serving as a worship pastor, worship leader, and keyboardist. The mentoring program will include one-on-one teaching and training that's focused on the biblical concepts of the ministry of worship and music. And for more information, go to www.michaeldotton.com or call 617-876-9703. That's www.michaeldotton.com or call 617-876-9703. Michael Dotton Ministries presents See His Glory, Worship and Arts Conference, which will take place on Saturday, June the 9th, 2018, 9 o'clock a.m. to 4:30 p.m. at the Congregation Lion of Judah, 62 Northampton Street in Boston, Massachusetts. This will be a day of equipping worship teams, worship and arts pastors, liturgical dancers, pastors, and tech teams for effective ministry that honors God. Over 15 workshops will be offered, along with new presenters and new music that will draw you into God's presence. And for more details and registration, go to www.michaeldotton.com. Register early and save. Hear Their Cry Teen Challenge Boston 2018 Banquet will take place on May 17th, 2018 at Lombardo's Restaurant, 6 Billings Street in Randolph, Massachusetts. Doors open at 6:30 p.m., dinner at 7:30 p.m. Tickets are $60. For more information, contact Fred Swenson at swenson@tcboston.org or call 617-869-6652. That's 617-869-6652. To purchase tickets, visit hearthercry.org. Special music guest, Beautiful Mess. Yeah. 7:37 here on WMFO and Medford 91.5 on your FM dial, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Also multicasting on the internet, WMFO.org, and on iTunes.com radio and YouTube. And you can download the WMFO mobile app, 91.5 FM.org. Want to inform you, if you have an event that you would like us to announce here on our studio that you believe our audience would be interested in, you need to send it to me at our post office box. That's working. Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560151, Medford, Mass. 02156. That's Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560151, Medford, Mass. 02156 on your flyer or your letterhead, and send it at least 4 weeks in advance of the event. Okay, 7:38 here on WMFO, and if you haven't guessed it, I am having a fantastic time in the Lord. Let me tell you, I'm having a fantastic time in my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Okay, let's continue with the countdown. In position number 49, Kirk Franklin, along with Sarah Reeves, Tasha Cobb, see this, Tasha, and Tamala Mann with My World Needs You. Yes, it does, without a doubt.
Show me your face, fill up this space. My world needs you right now. My world needs you right now. I can't escape being afraid. Fill me with you. My world needs you right now.
Fall, wrong thing for it.
me your face. Come fill this space. My world needs you right now. My world needs you.
And if you realize that your need, your world needs the Lord Jesus Christ, this is your opportunity. Pastor Donnie McClurkin, Pastor Marvin Sapp, and Israel Houghton, and come as you are.
Oh, your shame. Come as you are. I know you're hurting, but when you call,
and this is what Songs of Praise is all about. We enjoy playing the music and dancing around in the studio and having a great time in the Lord. And that all has its place. But what we're all about is bringing individuals who are outside of the saving grace and the keeping power of Jesus Christ into the salvation gift that he has for you. It would be a terrible thing in the natural to have someone take time to choose a gift for you and then you never either receive it or ever know about it. And I believe so many of the situations in the world could be changed dramatically if the church, who knows Jesus Christ, would rise up and share their knowledge with others who are on the outside looking in. It's probably because of our disinterest that so many people remain non-Christian or borderline Christian or not sure where they stand with God. But we want to give you the opportunity to let you be certain that you have received this salvation. I'm going to pray a prayer, and if you repeat these words after me, and there's no magic in the words, but if you mean what the words are saying, God will provide his salvation gift to you this very day, this very moment. The transformation will begin from the inside out. And when you look back in a few years, if God allows that to happen, yeah, you'll be amazed by the transformation that took place on Sunday, April the 8th, 2018. Won't you pray this prayer? Dear Father, I recognize I am outside of your saving grace. I don't even know what saving grace means, but I know I'm not where I should be with you. And grace is your unmerited favor to me and to the entire world. And there are so many of us who rejected and refused to respond to your gift of love, demonstrated on the cross of Calvary by Jesus Christ, your Son, as he lived that perfect life that we could not live and died that perfect life that I could not die. And on the third day, you raised him from death so that I might receive that gift. And I'm thanking you now, Lord, for this opportunity to become your child, to have my life totally transformed by your presence through the Holy Spirit in and through me. You said in your word, whosoever shall call on your name shall be saved. And I'm calling today, and I'm thanking you in advance for all you're going to accomplish. In Jesus' name, amen. And for your praise and glory, amen again. If you pray that prayer, if you say anything as simple as, Lord, save me, and if you mean it, God's done it. And if you've done that, I want to know about it. You can't call. Our phones aren't working. But you can, and at the office, our internet is not working either. But you can write to me. You can still write, right? You know what the post office does. They deliver letters. Yeah. You can write to me, Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560-151, Medford, M-E-D-F-O-R-D, Mass, M-A-02156. That's Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560-151, Medford, Mass, 02156, and we'll send you some material, help you know what to do now that you're giving your life to Him. And don't worry, we're not going to be pressuring you to join our church. We're not going to be writing to you at some future date for money. We're not going to come to your house unannounced. We aren't going to sell your name and address for some of the group's mailing list. We aren't going to do any of those things, I promise you that. We're only going to continue to pray that you grow in your new life in Jesus Christ. That number again, that address again, Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560-151, Medford, Mass, 02156. That's Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560-151, Medford, Mass, 02156. And like I said, we'll send material out to you free of charge. No further obligation on your part whatsoever. I'll just help you to know what to do now that you've given your life to Jesus Christ. And all we're going to continue to do is pray that you grow in your new life in Him. 7:52 here on Sounds of Praise. And I guess maybe we're getting one more song or two more songs maybe before the program comes to a close. We've been bringing you part 8 of the countdown. Lord willing, next Sunday we'll bring you part 9. And we're getting close, close to number 1. And, hey, why don't we have a little contest? If you can tell me in advance by something that's working, through something that's working, what the number one song for 2017 is, we'll send you some kind of a prize. How about that? And again, you can send it to our post office box, P.O. Box 560, Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560-151, Medford, Mass, 02156. That's Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560-151, Medford, Mass, 02156. And it doesn't matter how many people come up with the number one song, we'll send each of you something. How about that? Can't tell you what, because I don't know. I just came to me off the top of my head, so... Okay. We'll be scrambling around to find something good, however. Don't worry. All right. Let's see. It's 7:53. I haven't seen Troll or Intem yet, but I believe Everybody Eats is going to be coming up next here on WMFO. So let me get one more song in there. This is Dietrich Haddon. He's in position number 48. And this is Testify here on Sounds of Praise.
It's a beautiful day. Let me go for a ride. Done no wrong, that man still in lies. Oh, oh, oh. And you aim so high that temptation won't give you a try. But I got a feeling, but I got
feeling,
everything gonna be alright,
it's gonna be alright.
Oh, oh, I got a feeling,
got a feeling.
Everything's
gonna be alright.
I gotta feel.
alright. Everything is gonna be alright.
Wait a minute, gotta keep on fasting. Keep on praying. Do you hear what I'm saying? Stay true to your calling. He'll keep you from falling. I got a feeling.
Everything's gonna be alright.
Everything's gonna be alright.
Everything's gonna be alright. Everything's gonna be alright.
Everything's gonna be alright. Sing it with me. Sing it with me.
.757 here on Sounds of Praise. Dietrich Haddon and Testify. Okay, no one's here yet, so let's go to number 47. This is Travis Green and Crossover here on Sounds of Praise.